You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 2. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. This is the second episode of our series on the foundations of career development for diverse lawyers. In this episode, we will continue to focus on being intentional about your career and not leaving your professional development to chance. In our prior episode, we were talking about the importance of having a career plan, and I asked you to start working on your plan by thinking about where you see your career in 1 or 5 or even 10 years. While some people like to start working on a career plan by conducting an assessment of where their career is at the present, I kind of prefer to start with the end game in mind. And the reason for that is that if we start at the present, we could be tempted to limit our goals and limit our dreams based on where we are today. So I prefer to think big and establish stretch goals, and we can later look at where we are and determine how to reach those big goals. But let's not limit ourselves from the outset by starting from where we are today. I hope that the worksheet in our prior episode helped you to start thinking about your end game and your big goals. But now let's dive deeper into your career goals and how to create the plan that will help you achieve them.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. We're adding new podcasts every day. Visit QODPOD.com and meet our podcasters. That's QODPOD.com.
What is the first step in creating a career development plan? It is, as I mentioned earlier, to determine where you want to end up in your career. These are your stretch goals, your end game. On this point, I have noticed that women lawyers and diverse attorneys often have the tendency to set small goals and to limit their vision of what they can achieve or what they can accomplish professionally. And that's something I can identify with because I was personally for years afraid of setting big goals, and I would focus on small conservative ones. And I just don't want you to do that. I want you to think big, and I want you to allow yourself to have a big, substantial, significant stretch goal as your end game. So, what is your end game? As a lawyer, the answer to the question, where do you want to end up in your career, can have a wide range of answers, right? You may aspire to become a partner at your firm or the general counsel at your corporation. You may want to become the chair of your practice group or be appointed to a leadership position in your firm. You may want to leave your firm altogether to start your own practice. And you may even want to return after you have been practicing solo for a while. You may want to come back to a firm. But your end game doesn't have to be specifically related to obtaining a position within a firm or getting a promotion. It can be something totally different. For example, your end game could be purely financial, and that's totally fine. Maybe your goal is to reach a certain level of compensation or to originate a specific amount of money. Your end game can also be personal. It could be reducing the hours that you work in order to start a family or to care for your aging parents or a sick family member. Whatever your goal is, if it is right for you, then it's the correct goal. Your end game can also be to find the practice area that you enjoy. I, for example, started my career as a litigator, and I soon found out that that was not for me. Many lawyers thrive on litigation and love the adrenaline rush of being at trial or in a deposition, but I am certainly not one of them. So about 8 years into my career, I transitioned from a litigation-based practice to a tax/corporate team. And this latter group has been a much, much better fit for me. So the bottom line is that we do this work every day, day in and day out, and we put so many hours into this profession. So we really need to make sure that we like what we do. And it is perfectly fine if your end game is to find the right place for you within the legal profession and to be happy doing what you do. So your end game could even be to leave the practice of law altogether and start a totally different career. Whatever is true to you is fine. It's okay. The truth is that this is an individual, personal decision, and the possibilities are endless. And it is also good to keep in mind that your end game is not static. It will change. It's going to evolve with time. Today, your end game could be to be promoted to a non-equity partner at your firm. In 5 or 7 years, it could be to be promoted to equity partner. In 10 years, it could be to be the managing partner of your firm. Whatever your end game is, let that be the starting point in your career plan. So now we are ready to move on to the second step, which is to conduct the assessment of where you currently stand. So in order to do this, you have to ask yourself several questions to sort of get a feel for where your career is at the present. And one of the questions that you could start by asking is, are you close to your end game? Or is your end game something that seems distant and maybe unachievable? For example, if your end game is to become a partner at your firm and you know, you have already practiced for 10 years and you expect to be up for promotion next year. So in that case, you are closer to your end game and your path may be shorter and more streamlined than the path of someone who has the same goal as you, but is a third year associate, for example. So once you determine what your end game is, the next step is to try to determine how close or how far away you are from your goal. Something else to consider is whether there are any prerequisites that you must achieve before reaching your goal. And an example of this is if you want to be a practice group leader at your firm, are you required to be an equity partner first? So when you're thinking about your end game, think about whether there are any intermediate steps that you need to take or any prior goals that you need to accomplish before you actually reach that end game. You should also consider whether you are currently employed in a place where you can achieve the outcome that you desire. For example, if you want to be a partner at a firm, but you work for a small firm with just a handful of partners, and you have heard those partners over and over say that they don't want any more partners, then you might not be in the right place. You probably will not be able to achieve your goal if you stay there. So you have to ask yourself these and many other questions that apply to your specific end game, to your specific stretch goal, and that relate to your actual situation in order to understand how far or how close you are to achieving your stretch goal and what things or what obstacles you have to overcome in order to get there. So once you are clear on your end game and you know where you stand today, the next and third step is to conduct a gap analysis. So a gap analysis is where you look at where you are, where you want to be, and you brainstorm about the different steps that you need to take in order to bridge that gap between where you currently stand and your end game. So these steps that bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be, those are going to be your intermediate goals. But before you set your intermediate goals, you should make sure that these goals will actually move you closer to your end game. So the next natural question is, how do I make sure that these intermediate goals that I'm setting are actually going to get me or move me closer to my end game? How do I make sure that these intermediate goals are going to move the needle in the right direction? Well, one method that many professionals and career coaches use is the SMART method to set and to measure goals. So using the SMART method, you create actionable goals that can be tracked, that can be evaluated, and that are designed to move you closer to your desired outcome. Many of you are likely familiar with this method, but for those of you who are not, I'm just going to go briefly through it. The S in SMART stands for specific. because if your goals are not specific, then it's hard for them to be actionable. For example, if your end game is to be part of firm management and you're a litigator, then your specific goal could be to become the chair of the firm's appellate practice team. So something very specific. The M stands for measurable. Goals need to be measurable, because if you cannot measure them, then you're not going to be able to know whether you have accomplished them or how far away you are from accomplishing them. There has to be a way to measure them. And some examples of this are, you know, if you have a goal to increase the number of clients you bring to the firm in a particular year, you can make it measurable by specifying the number, like, for example, bringing in 10 new clients this year. And then by keeping some form of record of the new clients that you have brought in, you can actually track your progress and be able to confirm whether you have achieved the goal or not. The A in SMART stands for achievable. And although we encourage you to set stretch goals, big goals, the truth is that your goals have to be realistic as well. So if you set far-fetched, unrealistic goals, you will be setting yourself up for failure. The R in SMART, it stands for relevant. And that's because the goals that you set should move you closer to your end game. For example, if your goal is to significantly exceed your billable hours and collections in order to get a large bonus, and that could be the case if for example, your end game is to increase your overall compensation, then in that case, becoming the president of your local bar association or being an active committee member in an industry association might actually work against you. So you should not set goals that are going to work against your end game. In this example, these other committees and these other activities are going to be a time suck that are going to derail you from your goals. So remember to always keep it relevant. And finally, the T stands for time bound. And one of my favorite quotes is from Napoleon Hill. He says that a goal is a dream with a deadline. And I think that that is absolutely true. If you have a dream, if you have a big, hairy, audacious goal that you want to achieve, put a timeline to it, put a deadline on it. And that way, your chances of actually working towards it are much better than if you just leave it open-ended. When you are setting a timeline or a deadline for your goal, you have to consider things that can affect that actual timeline. Like, for example, do you have the tools that you need in order to achieve the goal? Do you have time in your schedule to work on it? So take that into account as well, because we want you to have a deadline on all of your goals, but we also want those deadlines to be reasonable and to work with your schedule and your other commitments. So after you have conducted your gap analysis, have determined intermediate goals that meet the SMART test, then you need to move on to the fourth step, which is to break down those goals. So continue to think about the specific tasks that need to be accomplished for each of these intermediate goals in order for you to reach that intermediate goal. And once you have identify those specific steps, again, do the same and put a deadline on it. In our next episode, we will explore other components of your career path. But for now, please access the show notes for this episode, and there you're going to find additional worksheets that will help you work through the steps that we have discussed today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal-setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post, and we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.